Okay. So, I figured everyone else was doing it, and before I get peer pressured into it, I think I'll go ahead and do it too. I'm going to try and let my accent come out. I know it ain't really noticeable, but it's more like a bend or a lilt or twang, whatever the hell you want to call it. So yeah, this ought to be funny. Probably. But sometimes, yeah, a little bit of a hiccified, I guess, bit comes through. So I'm gonna try and go through this list, hopefully without laughing, for one, and for two, with enough to maybe give y'all a good dose of a southern drawl with some dirty talk. Sorry. Had to get a sip of my drink there. So, let's see here. First word is cock. Like cock. Like a rooster? I guess. Right? I'm sorry, but when I hear the term cock, I think of roosters. You know, I think of male chickens. Let's see what's next. Pussy. I have a pussy. Her name's Lily. She's gray and she's fluffy. I'm sorry, but pussy is for kitty cats. I call my cat a pussy. I do not call... what's a good word? I do not call my cuckoo... My bits are not called a pussy. Sorry. They will respond to cunt. They will respond to Princess Earl. They ain't ever gonna respond to pussy. Sorry. Alright, next up. Teasing little bastard. Let me try that again for y'all. Teasing little bastard. Okay, I'll give it that one. That one's legit. I've used that one. Like, I fucking hate you, fucking teasing little bastard. Alright. What's next? Let's see, dick. Dick. I'm sorry, just anytime someone calls, anytime a dude calls their stuff that, I can't help but laugh. Just, why use the term dick? It's so stupid. I should have forewarned y'all that I would probably nitpick. I ain't doing it for any other reason than just nitpicking. Let's see here. What's next? Penis. well, ain't much I can say about that. Yeah, penis. That's the technical term. Sometimes they're clipped, sometimes they aren't. I don't know where you want me to go with this. Let's see what's next. Vagina. Yeah, vagina. Mine doesn't really respond to vagina either. Well, it kind of does. Anyways, so, yeah. That's a, odd moment. Let's see what's next. Cunt. I like cunt. I like to call it cunt. I love the term cunt. I actually gotta thank the people of GWA for helping me to embrace the term cunt. And I actually now use it in my regular vocabulary, which comes to a shock at some people. But yes, so cunt. Cunt, cunt, cunt. I love it. Cunt. Cunt muffin, cunt nugget. Cunt waffle. Since we're on it, I sometimes hear the term cunny. I think cunny is cute. It sort of calms it down a bit. No, it doesn't. It's cunny is just as bad as cunt. Anyways, I don't know. Somehow when it was crossing the Atlantic from Europe to the States, the term cunt sort of
somehow it turned into like a pejorative term. I don't know how, but it's kind of depressing that it did. I really wish it didn't. So I'm gonna start taking it back. Campaign to take back cunt. Yeah! That'll probably fail. What's next? Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I love fucking. Fuck. I love the term fuck. It's such a universal word. I could use it for probably everything. Anyways, let's see. Fucking hell. Yeah, fucking hell, man. Mm-hmm. Let's see, clit. I'll be honest, I hate that term. I really do. It just sounds so weird, clit. It sounds weird, it looks weird. I don't, but there's not really much alternatives past that, so it's sort of a necessary evil. Baby. I hate the term baby. I really do. It sounds so sleazy. Like, come over here, baby. Or... I mean, sometimes, yeah, it's great for, you know, when you're in need of a giggle or when you need a good chat-up line. Like, hey, baby, want some fuck? Yeah. Let's see. Although, I do use that as sort of a term of endearment amongst my friends. But never, never, never with someone I love. Let's see. Honey. Same thing with honey. I call my friends honey. I use it with my friends. You know, honey, hun, sweetheart, darling. Those I use with my friends. But I don't use them with people I love. Like, it's... They just all seem kind of sleazy. And scab is blown up on me. let's see what's next. Horny as fuck. Well, I actually kind of am right now. That's none of y'all's business, though. Horny as fuck's an awesome phrase. And I can use that to my advantage, you know? Like, if I'm in that kind of mood, I can just be like, daddy, please fuck me, I'm horny as fuck. I don't know, something like that. I don't fucking know. Just, I don't know. This is probably why I shouldn't record late at night. What's next? Fuck me harder. Let's see. Now this one I definitely can use to my advantage. Like, at least with begging. There's no point in me denying I beg. I don't know how that came about, but somewhere between me joining GWA and up to this point, I somehow got into begging. I don't know why, but I actually do kind of like begging. Especially when it gets me what I want. Yeah, used in a sentence would be like, I don't know, but... God damn it. I don't know, maybe like, fuck me harder. Just outright, just fuck me harder. Just, I want it so bad, just fuck me as hard as I can take. Anyways. Next up, spanking. That's right, spanking. I like spanking. Spanking's pretty fun too. What's next? Mistress. That was not me being an accent. That was just me saying it funny. Mistress. No. Just no. I don't. That does nothing for me. Like, it does nothing for me to be called that or to call somebody that. It's just. Seems kind of stupid, and it's like the bitch your husband's cheating on you with. So, no. Hard cider, how I love you. Okay, next up, master. No, again, no.
really... I'm sorry, there just really ain't much good use for the term master. Like, it does nothing for me to call somebody master, even. Or to be called that.
That weird genderqueer thing going, yeah.
Alright, next up, sir. I do like using the term sir, I will admit that. So yeah, I do admit, I do like using the term sir. And I also like using the term daddy. I will admit that. I like using them both. It just depends. Let's see. Miss. Ooh. Mm. I do like... Miss is another one I like. I especially like being called Miss. When they're like, yes, Miss. Please, Miss. I want it so bad, Miss. Ooh. Mm. I'm getting tingles. So, I need to, focus. Focus! Alright, next. Slut. I do like being called slut. Like, I actually like being called slut more than I like being called whore. I don't know what it is, but, like, when I hear the term whore, just... all I can think of is just derogatory. It's just primarily a derogatory term for me. It more than it is sexual. I don't know. But slut is more raw and sexual in that. And I mean, it's... well, obviously, it's a little bit degrading. But at the same time, it's really fucking sexy. And I love calling someone slut, too. Like... I love... Like, get down on your fucking knees, you dirty little fuck slut. Something like that. I don't know. Wow. I need different friends, I think. Preferably ones who are probably a little less dommy. I don't know. What's next? Cum slut. Ooh, I like cum slut, too. I don't know. Just anything that involves the term slut, I love. Like fuck slut, cock slut. Bitch, slut, even. I guess. But yeah, I do like the term cum slut, too. Like I said, I really need different friends. My current friends are getting me into some weird shit. No, not really. Not really, I love them all dearly. Let's see what's next. Cream pie. No. So many no's. Like, I'm sorry, teenagers do that, for one. Like teenagers pull that shit. They shoot up in there and they're like, cream pie and cider. Ew, no. So that's like teenage shit, and I'm sorry, it looks stupid, it sounds stupid, and you know, I'm not gonna complain too much because I am one of them weird people that gets horny when I see food. Or, you know, well, not quite, but I should reword that. I'm one of them people who, you know, if I'm really, really hungry and I'm watching the Food Network channel, I will fucking masturbate to that shit like it's porn. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, if you've never masturbated while watching a cooking show, when you're, like, either really, really horny or really, really hungry, then you're a fucking liar. Because everybody has masturbated to a cooking show at least once in their lifetime. And it ain't because it's dirty or nothing. Like, it's because, you know, like, they're hungry, maybe. Or maybe you're really hungry and you're also horny. That's... Dude, that's weird when you are, like, hungry and horny at the same time. Because then you're not sure which one to take care of first. And it doesn't help, though, when you are horny or hungry. When you're watching them cooking shows and you're... And they just, like... they pan over the stuff slowly. You know? Or how they describe what they're doing. Like, and now we're going to gently drizzle the caramel over the cake. And I'm like... And I'll just sit there like, are y'all baking a cake or are you fucking a woman good and rough? I don't,
You know, so, yeah, I mean, so yeah, I don't mind mixing food and sex, but not cream pie. If I want a cream pie, I will go get me, like a Boston cream pie, or maybe one with lemon in it. Oh my god, I love lemon pies with, like, whipped cream on top. So good. I'm gonna start getting into food porn here. Hang on. next. Anal. Ooh, anal. Anal actually sounds kind of weird to me. Not gonna lie. Like, I mean, it just sounds so technical. You know? Like, it really does. It sounds way, 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 way too technical. But there's really no alternate term for it. Aside from, like, ass blasting, I guess. I guess. I don't know. Alright. Oh, god damn it. My screensaver just popped up. Lovely. That's totally what I needed. And now my laptop's a slow-ass bitch, so... Oh, there we go. Okay, so next up, fuck my ass. And let me do it again for y'all. Fuck my ass. Okay, first off, I don't want y'all fucking my donkey. I don't even own a donkey. I'm pretty sure a couple English people in here have already pointed out it ain't ass, it's arse. And I agree wholeheartedly. An ass is a donkey. An arse is your rear end. And I don't even know how this came about with that being your rear end, because the term arse itself actually comes from, like, the old English term for ears, which is arse. So how it went from your ears to your back end, I don't know. If someone can figure that out, or if they know, let me know, because I would like to know. What's next? Alright, I fucking love your cock, baby. That's some straight up porn star shit right there. I fucking love your cock, baby. I'm sorry, but that sounds so fake. I'm sorry, but if you want to do that and be realistic, be like, I don't know, I need your cock. Like, I need you to fuck me so bad. Something like that. I don't know. Just, and again, with this whole baby thing, it's just so sleazy. Next. I fucking love your pussy, baby girl. Oh, and another thing about the cock thing. Like, you're telling someone you love their rooster? I'm glad you like my chickens, but stay away if you're gonna fuck them. Alright, next. Now on to I fucking love your pussy, baby girl. I'm glad that you like my cat, but do not fuck my cat. I will fucking kill you. I will cut if you try to even do anything sexy to my cat. Actually, I don't even have to worry about that, because my cat's kind of mean, so she'll probably do something to you before I can get to you. And again, with this baby girl shit, it's sleazy, it's creepy, I don't like it. Ain't no disrespect to the poster, but yeah, like baby girl, and no offense or disrespect to anyone who uses these terms, but yeah, they just don't do nothing for me, and they're just sleazy and creepy. Alright, next up, beg. I like that word, beg, because I love hearing people beg. Oh my god. You have no idea. Like, and I like nitpicking and when they beg too. I don't know why, but yeah, I did that at the bar a couple weeks ago. Told someone to beg for me, and they weren't willing to go anywhere past sticking their hand between my thighs and being like, please. That was literally it. It was kind of depressing, actually. Alright, next up, begging. Begging. I love begging. I just said that I love begging. Like, I like hearing it, and I like being the one to beg. Because sometimes you just gotta beg for shit. Like, please, 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 let me come. I don't know. Alright, next up, beg for my pussy. Do not be begging for my goddamn cat. Again, maybe, beg for my cunt. That's it. Beg for my cunt. Tell me how bad you need it. Tell me how much you want my, you want to fuck my little pretty pink cunt. You know? Next up, beg for my cock. I actually don't own any chickens, so if you're begging me for a chicken, no. No. My neighbors have chickens. I don't have any chickens, though. Yeah, my neighbors have chickens. Noise the piss out of my dog. But I don't own any chickens, so don't be begging for any chickens from me. That's no. Alright, next up. Please. Ain't really a way to play that up with a twang. Please, but God, it's a nice sound, ain't it? Please. Please, please, fuck me, daddy. Or please let me touch myself, daddy. I've been such a good little girl for you all day. I don't know. I should stop doing that, actually, because I'm getting myself a little distracted. Alright, what's next? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing better than hearing someone say thank you. I love manners. Etiquette is a requirement. Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you don't have good manners, then I'm not hitting it. I'm sorry. But yeah. We're not hitting it if you can't be, you know, a lady or a gentleman. I probably can't say nothing, because I swear like a goddamn sailor. But, and I'm rude, crude, lewd, and everything in between. But, I am still a lady. Sometimes you have to swear and be vulgar to be a lady. And it's one of them cases. Next up, fuck me. I like that term, fuck me. I really do. I love it when someone asks me to fuck them, or when I ask them. I'm just like, fuck me. Just fuck me. Just throw me up against the wall and just fuck me like the dirty little slut that I am. Ooh, sorry. Alright, next up. Daddy, please. Can I use this one in a sentence, too? Yes! Yes, I can. Because this is my recording, so. I can comment if I want, so yeah. So yeah, I don't know, a good example would be, Daddy, please, please touch me. Daddy, please fuck me. I've been such a good girl for you all day, and I haven't touched myself, and I haven't come. Shit. Yeah. Thank God for alcohol. Just for the record, y'all, I've been, having me I actually got off work not too long ago, so I'm chilling out with a beer, so, yeah. I hope y'all don't mind. Alright, next up. Dirty little whore. I've already gone over this thing with me and the whole thing about being called a whore. Like, it's fine, but it's not my favorite because it is way really, really derogatory. I feel it is very derogatory. I mean, it gets me off, just not as much as being called slut does, or bitch even. I like bitch too. So yeah, I prefer something like dirty little slut, or maybe filthy little bitch, something like that, but not whore. like I said, it's nice, but not quite. So yeah, it's like the Diet Coke of derogatory terms in sex. Just one calorie, that ain't enough. All right. Next is a get on your knees. Get on your knees. And it goes pretty well with the other one, but yeah. But yeah. Bitch, get on your fucking knees. Like a good little slut. And beg for me to fuck you. And again, I want you to get on your fucking knees and beg for me to fuck you like the good little slut you are. This has put me in a dommy mood. What the fuck? Alright, next up. Right fucking now. Right. Alright, pay attention, y'all. Right fucking now. So let's put the last two. Let's put those two together. That one and the aforementioned one. So yeah. Dirty little bitch. Get on your fucking knees. Right fucking now. And beg for me to fuck you. Like a good little whore. So yeah. How about that? Alright. Next up. Tits! Tits! I have tits. I love my tits. They're soft and they're perky. And they're squishy. And they're nice and big. Well, not so big that, that there's problems, not anymore, but, but yes, I love my tits, and I do actually call them tits, and I know this is horrible, but I actually named them Thelma and Louise, so yes, Thelma and Louise, my tits, my girls, I love them. And finally, boobs. I love boobs. Yay. So yeah, when I'm referring to my own, I'll call them tits. When I'm talking about it in general, I talk about boobs, because I love boobs. I love boobs, especially ones that are, you know, nice and soft and, you know, decent sized. And because, I mean, a nice pair of boobs you can actually use as a pillow. And I actually have. And actually, before I got mine reducted, I used mine as a pillow. Because they were, like, so big that I could just, like, lay them up and just rest my head on them. That's probably not good, but I can't do that no more. So, so, that is the end of the list. And, oh my god, I spent half an hour going through this. Are you fucking serious? I'm gonna learn to not ramble one of these days. So, yeah, but... So, that was me doing the accent challenge, and, I hope that, I hope that y'all enjoyed it, listening to me play up a lilt, or a bend, or a twang, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I like lilt, personally. I think lilt is... Lilt is charming. So yeah. My little southern lilt. Lilt's a pretty word. Everyone likes the word lilt. kind of rhymes with silt. Well, silt is not pretty, but... Okay, I'm going to stop now before I start rambling more. So, I hope y'all enjoyed it. So, yeah. I will catch y'all later. Bye!